Well, in the past few days, over 50 children have reportedly been killed in the northern part of Gaza. That's according to UNICEF, who says the horrific level of child deaths write yet another dark chapter in one of the darkest periods of this terrible war. Peter Power, Executive Director of UNICEF Ireland, is with us now. Peter, can you first tell us how these 50 children were killed?
Good afternoon, Cian. They were bombed. They were bombed to death. That's what happened. Our head of emergency has just been in Gaza and now describes the situation in northern Gaza as extremely grave, extremely grave. And over the weekend, the aid agencies operating in the area, including UNICEF, have warned that the population of northern Gaza, Gaza City now, which has been under siege for a month, that they're at imminent risk of death. So the situation is quite desperate.
Palestinian figures put the number of children killed in this conflict at 16,700. But 20,000 remain missing or unaccompanied. Yeah. How does this compare to other conflicts?
Well, it's absolutely huge when you think about the proportion of children who've been killed as a percentage of the population. Of course, every child, of course, is a complete individual, be it 16,000, be it 20,000, be it 25,000. I mean, these are just simply enormous figures, Cian. And each one of these children are completely innocent people. And in the vast majority of cases, they've lost their lives through indiscriminate bombing of civilian areas in clear contravention of international humanitarian law. Our people are saying, especially in the north now, that the situation is quite apocalyptic. And that's really, everybody's seen the images, but you're not really seeing the images inside now in Gaza City, where water, food, medicines, sanitation, they're all running very, very short. It's quite desperate and people are just simply cannot leave.
An Israeli government spokesperson said that no limit has been imposed on aid entering Gaza, with 47 aid trucks entering northern Gaza on Sunday alone. What's the impact on the ground in terms of aid and aid entering the country?
It's desperate. It is. It really puts huge constraints on our ability to deliver aid, along with other agencies who are operating on the ground. But the figures just don't bear that assertion out. In April, 169 trucks got in to northern Gaza. In May, it was 95. In August, it was 65. In September, it was 50. So to say there's no limitation when the numbers are systematically dropping month on month while the place is under siege, they're just inconsistent. So the fact is that not enough aid is getting in to meet the needs of hundreds of thousands of people. And to repeat, Cian, these are people who are hemmed in. This area is now under siege in an entire area. Gaza is totally under siege. But this area itself is under siege. And we're deeply concerned now, deeply concerned about what will happen to very many people and children in that area.
The polio vaccination campaign continues. It's proving difficult, though, with some of your own people being fired upon over the last number of days. Is that campaign achieving what it needs to achieve at this point?
It's getting close to it. Yes, one of our vehicles was shot at on Saturday. Thankfully, our staff member was not killed or injured in that. But it just shows the sort of the environment in which these incredibly brave people are delivering humanitarian assistance. It's, to answer your question, it's at 70% coverage now. It needs two doses for every child, 640,000 children in Gaza, two doses over 30 days. We're at about 70% of the second dose in order for it to be truly effective to stop a very worrying spread of polio. So we're getting there, and time is running out, I have to say. And of course, the operating environment is complex and dangerous.
Peter Power of UNICEF Ireland, thanks for joining us this afternoon.